Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Whether you have a sweetheart or you are sweet on yourself, you're going to love this Valentine's special all about love. The witches love you and want to dish about favorite celebrity couples and romantic movie moments. It's Stupid Cupid time, and now your arbiters of romance, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
Hey, welcome, lovebirds. It is time for another episode, a very special Valentine's episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. My best friend, Lisa Brown, is the bad witch.
Hi.
My best friend's husband, Daryl Brown, is a man witch. They're in love. That's why they're on the show this time and every single
fucking right. We
even when we're not.
I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors, and thank you for joining us on this good intentioned show about romance.
Valentine's special.
Romance. We are doing this show in Lisa and Daryl's salon and boutique in Arvada. Because they're helping me out with some things. But I, you know, Lisa, if you don't follow her on the Facebook or on her socials, her nail art is spectacular. And you just posted some Valentine's nails today that are really rock and roll. I probably should have mentioned it on the last show, but it wasn't a Valentine's show. This should be coming out on the 12th. You've got 48 hours. Run!
Get your shit together.
And you know what?
What?
You don't have to. There's love is all the time.
All the time. Love
so
is in the air.
You can always get heartsy, lovey-dovey nails.
Artsy crap, yeah.
And if you don't want that, you know what? There's always some kind of something around the corner. So yeah. Then we'll start doing the shamrocks.
There you go. Oh, the shamrocks are coming.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday nail to do?
Probably either Halloween or Christmas.
Yeah.
And there's just so many different
more variety.
Varieties. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I used to, as a little kid, I didn't like red and pink as a combination.
I didn't either.
Yeah. And it just seemed, it's like, well, you know, it's only Valentine's Day and nothing else. But now I think it's kind of cool.
I just like it for Valentine's Day, but yeah. I've made some really cute pink and red Valentine's nails, and it's made me like those more.
Your Pat Benatar nails that you posted were good. There's like black and white stripes and then a red heart, and they're kind of like 80s waiver Valentine.
I liked those.
Get yourself
I stole
some
those
lamb warmers.
Pinterest. I took those off of Pinterest, and then I made them better.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a quick parental background Valentine's Day thing before we go into the meat. Do you guys do anything for your kids for Valentine's Day, or did you when they were little? Like when you woke up, did you have a Valentine's meal or give them a Valentine? Or it just wasn't really observed only as a grown-up romantic thing?
Yeah, we had the kids usually on the weekends.
Yeah.
And so the Valentine's thing for them was usually during the week.
Because like at school.
Yeah. So like we weren't the ones that helped them make their boxes or to write their Valentine's cards or anything.
Do they still do that?
Yeah. One of my clients just said that she was helping her kids make the boxes, and then they have to write a card to each one of their fellow classmates.
I love that. I'm glad that's still around.
Yeah.
I choose you, and it's a train.
Oh, choo-choo.
It's a Simpsons.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little bit, not bitter, but I still get freaked out about Valentine's Day because that's when old No Thumbs Heather came over.
I thought you had a Valentine's card for your brother.
That
did.
Was my brother. Yeah, he had a crush, and I...
I'll let you tell both the Heather and your brother's story.
That's funny.
They're gross. If you know, you know. They're Easter eggs about piss and thumbs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all good stories
all
do.
All good stories start with no thumbs and peeing your pants.
I tried to order the annual heart-shaped deep dish Lou Malnati's pizza for my fella, and it didn't take my credit card. And I'm like, is something wrong with my credit card? And so I tried another card, and it's like, nope. And I'm like, that's got to be the processor because my credit cards aren't expired yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, sorry, Brian, but we'll just have to go
Can
get
you. Can you call them?
Maybe. I mean, it's a place out of Chicago.
Yeah, we've had their pizza with her.
No, I know. Yeah. But I thought maybe you could call and ask them to process it or something.
Yeah, maybe so.
Or,
yeah. Or go
just get a pizza and get a pizza cutter and cut a heart out.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not.
Oh, yeah,
man.
No, I really
come on. But I think they mean more. You took the effort.
True. Oh, yeah. I don't do effort.
No. Okay.
Especially with pizza. You guys want to talk romance?
Yeah.
Can I start out with a quiz that you didn't know was coming?
Yes.
Okay. dating apps. None of us have ever been on them except for me once, many years ago, with Screech. Mm-hmm. And I was on Match. For a brief time, I dated one guy. We dated and broke up three times. And then I haven't been on a dating app since.
I don't blame you.
Yes. So
when you meet Screech on a dating app, you probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys a free-for-all. Just yell it out. Mm-hmm. How many dating apps do you think you can name?
Oh, God. Five.
Just, but go tell me what they are.
Oh, how many? Yeah. How can you know so many?
Yeah.
That's a lot? I thought that was not very much.
I don't even think I know. Okay, yeah, that was, what's the...
Craigslist, is that a dating app?
Sure.
What's it? Plenty of Fish.
Yep.
Jeez,
is there like a Bumble or something with a B?
Yep.
What?
I have clients.
She has passwords.
About what?
I have passwords to these.
God, I feel bad about Lisa looking for fans only.
Is not really married.
I'm not trying to start a fight, but we should ask some questions if Daryl's on Grindr.
Just
Grindr
because...
and Tinder.
Yep.
That's just all I know.
We had that sleep divorce. Didn't mean you go straight to the old
Grindr
apps.
Is just for
finders.
I think gay guys hate gay girls.
Is
maybe
it
just gay guys? I'm
I thought
sure.
It was just gay guys, but
there's Facebook dating is actually kind of popular right now. Our time is if you people that are dating over 50. Mm-hmm. What was the Farmers Only?
FarmersOnly.com.
Silver Singles. Hinge.
that's for the older folks, right?
Fet Life. So, if you're into maybe non-vanilla things. eHarmony.
I forgot about that one. And there's also Sugar Daddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably Sugar Babies.
Maybe, but...
They meet each other.
I have a story about that
Let's do it.
To talk about sometime, the Sugar Daddy one.
But not here?
No, we can.
I think we should.
Do you know about it?
I want to
hear
it.
The Sugar Daddy one.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Maybe Daryl doesn't know about this.
I can't wait.
I may have not told him because I was embarrassed a little.
Embarrassed?
I had a job, and that's all. No.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And cut.
I had a job where I didn't have a whole lot to do.
Okay.
I was the manager, but only one day a week. That's all I worked.
Just so you non-Patreon know, there were air quotes.
Yes. Yeah. They call, and I think that my boss just made me the manager because she made me do all the things that she didn't want to do.
Okay.
Like be the mean one.
Right.
But whatever, I didn't really have to do a whole hell of a lot. So it was, I don't want to out anybody. So they had a reception area and I was usually at the reception desk, but it wasn't very busy.
Okay.
So she was going through, she was going through a separation. She never ended up divorcing the gentleman. But she asked me to get on sugardaddy.com.
Oh, uh-huh. I know what you're talking about.
And make a profile of her.
Yes.
And flirt with guys so that she could get money for doing nothing.
And you were getting paid to actually do something for the lady doing nothing.
Yeah, yes. I would have got paid regardless.
But how
fun. You did tell me this story.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, the funnier part of that whole thing was that because so I did the morning that day.
Yeah.
And my mom worked the nights.
Okay.
But she worked like 5 days a week. I only worked one day a week.
All right.
But my mom then would have to do the same thing.
Take over
me as the owner of the business. But the thing that was funny is that, like, I can't pretend like I'm somebody else and have a conversation. So I made her out to be... Other than it was her picture,
right?
It was all my attributes, I guess.
Sure.
Or hobbies.
Well, you're speaking in your voice for you now instead of your voice for someone else. And then your mom speaking as you speaking as her.
Yes. But my big thing was I was so into hockey at the time.
Yes.
That the guys were really interested in me because of my hockey talk. Well, but then
hockey
my
talk.
Mom and the owner lady both didn't know anything about hockey, so when they'd have to respond to these guys, they couldn't talk the verbiage.
That's so good.
Yeah, and then
guy's kinky. He wants to do a hat trick with me.
The other funny part of it is that she wanted. Okay, so basically, this website was to basically talk to people, and you would go on dates, and I guess do stuff with them in order to get. Money. She wanted money and stuff, but she didn't want to do anything.
Sure.
She didn't want to go on a date.
Uh-huh.
She didn't obviously want to even talk to them herself. She didn't want to do the sex.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do any part of it. So how are you going to get air quote paid?
Yeah. This doesn't seem like a good transaction at all.
Really. I ended up quitting. So But that was as far as I've ever got on a dating app.
Right.
Somewhere out there, some sugar daddy's going, where's hockey talk?
Girl,
yeah, it's hockey talk,
right?
Oh my gosh, so yeah, high hopes.
That was the only dating app I've ever been on.
That's amazing.
Do you remember that time that girl was writing me on Facebook?
The bots or just some...
No, remember? I go, this girl's writing me because she was like, she friended me and stuff, and then I thought I knew her, but I didn't. But she's like,
yeah,
so this girl's like, you know, so I kept kind of flirting with her, you know, and I'd show Lisa everything. She goes, oh god, you're so bad. All of a sudden, it comes back, she goes, well, I think I really would like you to, I'd like to meet you. Can you fly me out to your, to meet you?
Uh-huh.
And I said, let me talk to my wife and I'll get back at you with that. Never heard from her again.
Well, what the hell happened to that?
What the hell? Okay, yeah. Cupid.
Right? Yeah. Oh, that's another one.
I know, that's what I
How many more do you have that we didn't have?
That's really it.
Okay.
STIR is one for single parent.
Oh.
Just so you know, I don't know what the acronym is.
Yes, STIR.
Stands for
single
twice. Irritatingly removed.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is where I think Dirty John met his ladies. Christian single mingle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he would target these Christian ladies with money. Mm-hmm. Be like, I'm a really God-fearing man.
Yeah.
And also, I haven't worked since the 70s.
Right.
And also, I wanted to have a job as a gigolo. Oh, didn't work out.
No.
Not handsome.
No.
Or hygienic.
So Dirty John was actually kind of handsome.
All right.
I hate to say that about people that are gross.
Dirty.
Murderer.
Yeah, murderer. Yeah. But yeah, he was handsome enough.
He was handsome murderer, yeah. Dirty John.
I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just so easy to bamboozle people on those things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them that I don't know, have you guys heard of Field? F-E-E-L-D?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't either until I was in a Christmas parade in Lyons, as all my good stories start. And there was a couple, I was working at, you know, Spirit Home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bartenders there, who I think you guys had met, he's very cute. And I met his girlfriend, and they brought their dog up on the float. And it was this awesome little small town parade. But anyway, I'm like, you guys are adorable. Where did you guys meet? And they looked at each other and hee, hee, hee. They're like, we met on Field. And I'm like, that's nice. There's probably people that like nature or whatever, mm-hmm. and, you know, running towards each other in a field. I don't know.
That's
not what it is.
The football field?
Wait, can you tell me?
I think it's like people that I think are open. So polyamorous or that they call, I sound so old. I think one of the thing is called E&M, ethically non-monogamous.
Okay.
So it's, you know, people that just aren't monogamous, straight.
Do you guys know anybody who met on a dating app that it actually worked out?
Monogamous. Monogamous. Yeah,
Kristen,
my niece.
And Destin.
Yeah, they got two beautiful children and boys. And
they've been together for maybe close to 20 years.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they got married the day that Caden was born.
Oh, wow. That's so it's been 18 years.
18 and a half years.
Yeah.
And so they dated about 2 years. So yeah, they've been together for about 20 years.
Yep.
And they met on Match. Or eHarmony.
One of the two. Those were like the two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
I bet in 2024, of all married couples, gay or straight, that got married, I bet 60 to 80% met on a dating website. See how I just make up statistics?
Yeah, I like it.
Did Shayla and Steve meet through one of those things?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know which one?
I don't.
Okay, here's another. Do you remember the one? It wasn't an app because it was before computers. We're talking... Well, at least 30 years ago. But
party line?
No. you would reward or you would do a video, and then it was like a service.
Yes.
And then they would give your videos out to
and then the guy would be back.
It was like Love Connections or something.
Yeah, it was Connections or something.
Yes. Yes, they did that on Singles with the redhead girl at the end. She was meeting all these guys that she met at the video dating service.
So one of my clients met her husband that way.
I love that.
Yeah. So
that's
you know
so which tender.
Which client? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, I'll be here for hours.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyways, yeah. So
that's
funny. So I guess it wasn't a dating app, but it was a dating service.
It was a dating service. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the Lonely Hearts and the newspaper.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for favorite celebrity couples?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. My favorite is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. So even though I have a crush on him from The Office, I think they're a great couple. And he directed her, and they worked together in The Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're both so beautiful and smart and funny and awesome and talented.
He is really, he's one of those handsome guys that like aren't, like sometimes you're like, good God, you're good looking. And then other times you're like, that's a weird nose.
Yes, yeah. He does have a bulbous nose.
Yes, yeah. But then other times I'm just like, good Lord, like, it's just really weird.
He's yeah, and he can wear one. Different looks. He's got the scruffy beard thing going, the clean cut, goofy hair flip. Yeah. Oh, I'm a rascal look.
Yeah,
yeah, he rascal. Can do it. But his wife's basically a conventional goddess. But yeah. She was even a goddess in, what's that movie where she was a drunk and everybody gaslit her into thinking that she was a murderous girl on the train?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I read that book. Yeah. It made Daryl watch the movie.
Made me watch the movie. I'm like,
yeah, she was a little greasy. I'm like, this is why I'm going to quit drinking, just because I need a shower.
Well, because if you don't drink, you look more like Emily Blunt.
That's also more believable. Seriously. Sober hottie.
My favorite celebrity couple is Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say him. They're the most believable. They're in every commercials, everything. And every time you see them, you know, they look like they genuinely like each other. And like,
yeah.
Well, and they don't like sugarcoat it too. If they have like problems and stuff, they'll air it out and say what they're pissed at each other about, which is real.
Right.
I do have to say one of the funniest things I ever saw, going back to your the last episode when you're saying nobody wants to see pictures, your baby pictures.
Yes.
They went to Africa and they said that they were like, nobody wants to see your stupid pictures from Africa. Uh-huh. You know, like,
I you're totally gonna, do.
Well, I do too. Yeah. But that was their thing. Uh-huh. So they made a video.
Oh.
And it's they both are doing the lip sync to "Gonna Take a Lot to Take Me Away." And it has all their pictures, but they're like lip syncing it and stuff.
That's it's entertaining.
Yeah, don't you wish you had the money to do shit like that?
And brought a videographer to Africa. Yeah.
Well, it was just their pictures in front of a green screen.
Like a slideshow.
Yeah, but it was cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're relatable. Like if one of them farted and accidentally shit their pants, they would ask the other one to bring the shorts home with them.
They probably would.
Classic all-timer, Kurt and Goldie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The hottest, cutest.
Super cute.
And they never, ever got married, right?
Nope.
Yep, just lifelong partners.
Nope. Same with Tim Robbins and
Susan Sarandon.
Are they still together?
No, they separated a long time
Never mind.
Ago.
Poop scoops.
Oops. Yeah.
But so cute. But, I don't think they ever got hitched. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry about the chair.
Oh, we're good.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. 2012.
I don't know a lot about her, but he seems nice.
He seems
nice. He's not hard to look at.
Yeah. Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward. They were together for 40, 50, 60 years before he died.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's passed too since.
Probably.
I don't know.
I reckon. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else you got?
That's all I had. I just had the deck show.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer, David Kelly, both hot.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been together 31 years.
Oh, wow.
Prince William and Prince Harry, but not married to each other.
No.
Both of them and their wives. The hot celebrity couples.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because we were at Sam's Club the other day, and I was looking at the books.
Yeah.
And, the Prince Harry's thing is called The Spare.
Aaron
I always thought that was very sad.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it. It was really funny, because you know how a million things go through your head?
Sure.
So I was like, oh, he was always a spare. Oh, he has the hottest chick in the world. So I don't feel that bad for him.
Nobody does.
No. So anyways, that was my whole Prince Harry thought process.
Nice. You felt sorry for him.
I did for 1 second. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me rewind this.
What about your boyfriend, Daryl? JT and Jessica Biel.
But they've had problems.
Have they?
What kind of problems?
He cheated on her.
JT.
No.
Yeah, he did.
What did he tell you?
Who cheats on Jessica Biel?
I don't believe you. I'm going to Google that.
Google
you
guys it. Keep I think he did.
No,
I think
he did not cheat.
He stepped outside.
No.
He Justin stepped outside
Timberlake
of his box.
I got my baby. Never done anything wrong.
I won't believe it.
I got my pig in a box.
I won't believe it. Lisa, while you're looking, Daryl and I will discuss, and then you can hop in when you like.
Yeah.
Daryl, who are some of your favorite TV couples?
I always liked Rob and Laura.
From Headpiece. What? Oh, yeah. Olden times from Black
and Olden times.
I totally heard Luke and Laura.
Yes.
Luke and Laura, you know.
Because who doesn't love the rapist?
Yeah.
Their captor.
Oh,
my God.
So it said, a source exclusively told us in October 2010 that Timberlake had a 3-day fling with Olivia Munn.
Oh, no. Wasn't that Jason Sudeikis' wife?
Yeah.
Or that's Olivia Wilde?
Okay. Timberlake rep strongly denies the allegation at the time, and Munn's spokesperson did not issue a comment.
That is some hot goss.
That was before they were married, because they got married in 2012. Not that makes anything. Yeah. So I'm going to go with still no.
Okay.
Yikes. Too many hotties.
Yeah. Well, Speculation of the time believed that the split between Chamberlake's friends with bona fide co-star Mila Kunis. What am I even reading? All right. Anyways,
let's pretend they did not.
Okay, they did not. He did not. He is perfect.
They keep this dick in the box.
Down to Justin Field. Oh, my favorite. What were you?
TV couple.
TV couples.
So this goes with favorite TV moments as well. I'm just going to do two for one.
Please.
I think that my favorite TV couple was probably Monica and Chandler from Friends.
Oh, cute.
And my favorite TV moment was when they had sex in London.
Yes.
And nobody, even the audience members, didn't know because they hid him underneath.
Yes.
And it was a surprise to everyone that they actually, like, kind of got drunk and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff. So I just thought that was cute. Monica always kind of drove me crazy in a way that, like, I know this person and stuff. But I loved Chandler, and I just loved them as a couple.
There were so many good romances on that show. When she proposes to him,
yes.
I think it's one of my favorite romances.
Yeah, that was super cute. Yeah.
Really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the Friends couples were great.
What did you guys say? I wasn't listening.
He said Rob and Laura Petrie.
Oh.
Yes, so cute. They're cute and classic.
I'm old-timey, you know.
Pick a Darren from Bewitched, him and Tabitha, whatever.
What's wrong with you?
He likes old-timey things.
I guess. Okay.
Ron and Keeley, Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Just a yeah. There's no but.
Okay.
Okay?
We were talking about Ted Lasso. I forgot to mention, I didn't want to, but I liked Keeley, too.
Oh, yeah. No, she's great.
She was so irritating at the beginning and just became, like you wanted to be besties with her.
Yeah,
so
smart, endearing, and funny, and supportive, and so cute. Same with Rebecca.
Yeah.
But speaking of Rebecca's, Rebecca and Jack, this is us.
The thing about that is yes.
But.
Yes, but no. Because really, This Is Us is such a good freaking show.
Yeah.
And again, if you guys haven't seen this, you are missing out on your life. It does make you cry a lot, but it's cathartic. But the thing about it, because it's so relatable to me, is that yes, Rebecca and Jack were very much in love, but he died so young, and that's not a spoiler.
It's
the point of the show. But really, wasn't the true love of her life Miguel?
Maybe, yeah.
That's the thing that's so crazy.
And he was so self-sacrificing.
That was amazing.
And they were together the last 40, 50 years of her life.
Because really, Rebecca and Jack were not even together that long.
Well, how old were their kids? Maybe 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to 40 or 50 years with somebody else.
No, they were teenagers.
Yeah, you're right. They were. But still.
Still.
So.
No, that's a good love story, too.
Yeah.
And speaking of Rebecca's, who did you want Sam Sloan to be with? Not Sam Malone. Did you want him to be with the Shelley Long person or the I'm fat, I'm not fat, I'm fat, I'm not fat?
I liked her better.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I just couldn't think of her name. But her character's name was Rebecca.
She was.
Yes.
It's funny because in actuality, I like Kirstie Alley better.
Yes.
But on the show, I liked
Shelley Long.
We were all rooting for her. Yeah.
We were. And she just was so, like, you just wanted her to slum it.
Yes.
You know what you're saying?
She's so uptight and nerdy and all that other stuff.
Let me just bring that. I know that I'm going all over the place.
That's the point.
But we're talking about favorite comedy moments.
Yes.
Best ever comedy moment was when Sam set Diane up on a date with a serial killer. He couldn't remember his name, so called him Andy. And she was so uptight. She's like, oh, Andy, and I had fun.
I could picture Andy's face.
And he's like,
I'm going to have to go watch.
It was the best. And she goes, she was on the back of his motorcycle, so her hair was all crazy. She goes, now I'm going to scrape the bugs out of my teeth. I died.
Serial killers have never been more hilarious. It was so good.
See, they were supposed to both, like, set each other up because they were like, we don't love each other. I'm going to set you up. And he just grabbed some random dude in the bar. I was like, you have to go out on this date. And it ended up he was a serial killer. Oh, my God. So funny. Okay, sorry. Keep talking.
No, the best. As far as hotness and good communication, and I don't know. I think these guys were a really good couple. Beth and Randall from This Is Us.
This Is Us?
Don't they?
This Is Us.
terrified.
So he takes his shirt off and it goes viral and he's in public office.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why did you ever put it back on?
Yeah, oh, he what has a doing? Beautiful body.
He did. But yeah. Also, the relationship was really cool.
It was.
I thought. And when they had, I don't know, like games that they would play with each other that you guys probably do
to make decisions. Scenario.
Yeah, the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. So worst case scenario, she goes off with this guy. She gets pregnant. They're both on drugs. We lose a baby. And then we never see him again.
Right.
Okay, it'll probably be fine if she just goes on this one date.
Yeah.
Because everything is better than the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Other TV couples, well, just speaking of Friends, I know everybody loved Ross and Rachel. I wasn't as big of a fan of that relationship because I thought it was a little toxic.
Yes.
But when, I think a very good romantic moment was when he's like, oh my God, she got on the plane. And then she comes out and she goes, she didn't get on the plane. And it just still gives me chills because,
yes, and it was, she stayed.
So that's a very cute, romantic, TV moment.
So good.
Yeah.
Luke and Laura, we already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I think even though they turned out pretty shitty and toxic and, prefabricated and everything else, did you guys watch The Royal Wedding? Prince Charles, Princess Diana.
It was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Oh, yeah. But at the time, you thought it was real. You know, you thought that they loved each other.
Well, you do with every couple, pretty much. I mean, really.
Well, you didn't know it was like a transitional arrangement.
Speaking of Rachel,
yes.
Have you heard that President Obama's having an affair with Jennifer Aniston?
What?
Oh, and yes. That's the reason why Michelle Obama wasn't at the...
Where did you get this from? The National Enquirer or what?
It was on, I don't know.
Both of them are going to sue you.
No, it's out there. Somebody else said it. Okay, and I don't know this.
Okay.
That's what the thing is. Okay, what is this? I was keep wanting to say insurrection. It's not insurrection. What are the inauguration?
Oh,
good Lord. So Michelle didn't go to President Carter's
funeral
right. And to the inauguration because they're breaking up because he's having an affair with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, they that seems said it's not true. They're like, Jennifer can do way better, so.
What? He can do pretty good, too.
Excuse me?
And Michelle's no slouch either.
No, yeah, I mean, it's fine, but I didn't know they're two opposites. Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I know.
This sounds like I'm
when me and Michelle went to lunch.
Yes.
On the day of the inauguration. She did not confirm nor deny.
She's like, I'm going to do some hair pulling. I'm going to pull out the Rachel.
But Rachel. That just goes to show you that, is it true? Probably not. I hope, but I think of them as the perfect fucking couple.
Oh, Michelle and Barack.
Michelle and Barack.
Oh, yeah. Same thing with her.
I want them to be together forever, but is it all smoke and mirrors?
I think we just need to mind our own business.
There's that.
I have a hard enough time taking care of my own.
Well, look at Rosalind and Jimmy. They lasted for how many years?
Oh, my gosh. Well, until
that was a great love. Sure. And she worked right beside him.
So cute.
You know, they were a great couple.
Speaking of scumbags, which I wasn't, all of the people we were just talking about are wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Prince Andrew and Sarah Duchess of York still live together.
They've been divorced forever, right?
For years, yeah. They live in a 30-room mansion, not in the same bed or anything like that. But I think, and I read this today, too, probably factual on the internet.
Was Jennifer Aniston there?
Hey,
Jeffrey Epstein was.
They're that together, not married.
The LAT, we'll get that.
Yeah.
But they are their original LATs. Yeah. They live apart together. Nope, they live together apart.
Live together apart.
Is it when you're inside the house?
I don't know, but Stalker. I do want to know, is it just because of the children who are now in their 40s?
30-year mansion. I read that he signed a 75-year lease on this mansion.
And he's can you pay half?
And they're like, hey, Toofy, you're 75 years old already.
You're a little we'll take long that in the deal. Truth there,
wow.
Buddy.
Okay.
Who
is that?
It's Andrew. Oh, Prince Andrew. Big ears. Okay. It's a British thing.
Again, you guys, if you aren't Patreon,
you need to be one.
Yeah. You need to be to see Shelley's invitation of Prince Andrew.
Pernova.
I signed a 75-year lease.
Fergie Bendova.
Fergie Bendova.
Fergie.
Time for your flogging.
Time for your flogging.
Wow. Okay.
Molly.
Hey, are we at most romantic moment?
Hey, how about, you know, back in the day, though, they were a cute couple, old Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen.
The cutest.
They looked like brother and sister. They were
those 80s couples were hot, like Heather Locklear and Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm getting flustered. Oof.
No, I'm just having a hot flash.
Okay.
Here's the deal with that. I liked them as a couple until he passed away, and I think she got weird.
Who?
Valerie Bertinelli.
She was, she never stopped loving him. For sure, you could tell that. I mean, she was at his bedside when he died.
Right. And so he was remarried, she was remarried, and all she talked about is how that was the love of her life. Okay, so I guess it doesn't really matter because I'm dead, right? I mean, I'm not, but if I was,
right.
But at, no. Okay.
I know where you're going.
Yes. So if me and Daryl are married and his ex-wife and he's sitting there, which he, you know, whatever, they had kids together. And I do think that he, you know, would like to pay her homage. But if he's like held her hand and said, you were always the love of my life.
I'd be pissed.
Well, fuck you, dude.
Agreed. Don't be a Valerie.
That's when his wife's over there at the oxygen.
It's like,
it's disrespectful to the current spouse.
How have you ever loved me?
Right.
You know, and stuff. No. And you know what? I'm going to go find my love of my life, you asshole. You can have her for the next 5 minutes.
Is there something going on here?
No. I'm about Valerie Bertinelli and how she treated her husband.
Sure. I call everybody mushroom. I tell everybody
they're the love of my life.
It's fine. It's just, they're dying. I was doing them a kindness. It's fine.
It's one last.
So I'm not on board with those guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, next one.
Most romantic moments in movies, songs, film, TV, whatever.
When Valerie told Eddie.
Too late, buddy.
I think the best movie moment is the most romantic is, I've said this before, but it's been a long time. The scene in Some Kind of Wonderful where she teaches him how to kiss.
Oh, my God. And the close-up, that cinematography with the hands on the hips. As she moves his hands.
And it was
and cute and sweet, but
and
hot.
You always want, like, not always, but there's always something
like
that, your hot best, your best friend or whatever, that you just want that moment.
Yeah.
And it just, like, makes your little heart pitter-patter. I love that. And, you know, the
end. Is there something you want to tell me, Lisa?
Yes. Let me put my hands on your hips.
But the camera is rolling.
The end, too, is really cute when they actually do end up getting together.
Yes.
And he gives her the earrings. And he says, my future looks really good on, because that was his college fund.
Yes.
And he says, you knew you were going to get these. And she said, I didn't know. I hoped, but I didn't know.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That was a really good one, Lisa.
It was. Yeah.
But he gave him used earrings.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's what I always thought. I'm like, did he rinse him off of alcohol?
He did. Okay. Yeah, you just didn't see that part was cut.
Yes. Oh, okay. This is probably the last time I will mention Ted Lasso today. Probably. I cannot.
How he brings her biscuits every morning?
No. Well, also that was amazing. But when she's on the houseboat with the mysterious Dutch stranger in Amsterdam, and she had fallen into the canal, and he's washing and drying her clothes while she takes a shower, and she's being cautious. You know, she's like, oh, I'm not going to drink. And he's like, well, let me make you dinner. And she's like, well, maybe a little dinner. And he's like, well, you know, come on, have one glass of wine. And she's like, well, okay, I can have one glass of wine. And they're talking and having such a nice time and just really enjoying each other's company. So when her clothes end up being dry and the buzzer goes off, he goes, yeah, those look pretty dry. And she had a glass of water and she throws them on it. Mm-hmm. And he throws his water on there and they put him in the cycle again so they could be together.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Don't make fun of Ted Lasso.
I always thought that Ted and Rebecca would end up getting together. Did you?
Don't tell me that they don't.
They don't. I mean, they do. I'm not telling you. You've got two more episodes.
They've got two more episodes to figure that out.
There's still hope.
Yeah.
You guys know my all-time favorite. Although that saying that was in one of my wedding invitations, and I believe maybe also yours. Where did we get that? I wish for you 1,000 years and I 1,000 less one day, so I will never know again the loneliness with being with that. Where did that come from?
The guy that married you and Rocky said it in your wedding vows.
And you stole it because you saw how successful my marriage was.
I just loved the way that it sounded.
Isn't it beautiful?
And I memorized it because I liked it so much.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so but, since yours didn't work out, I just was like, oh, let's give this a second try.
Take two.
Yeah. He goes, I put a 75-year lease on it. You gotta stay together.
But along those lines, everybody knows how romantic it is when Braveheart saves the love of his life, you know, his childhood friend, from the terrible
monarchy. Everybody who's seen the movie.
Yes, everybody who's seen the movie.
Right.
Yes, and so because they have to marry in secret, so it doesn't put her life and innocence in danger. And I'm saying it again, it doesn't take that long. Mm-hmm. But they're all alone together except for the preacher, priest, or whatever they're called. And they wrap the thing of solidarity together, which is like a modern day wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And says, I will love you my whole life, you and no other. And she says, and I you. But it might be the opposite. Does she say, I will love you my whole
I've
life?
I've never seen it.
What?
What?
I've said that every time you talk about Braveheart.
He
I've
says
never
it.
Seen
I like
it.
Yelling at him. I don't like yelling at him.
Yeah, wait, neither one of us have seen it.
That's dumb.
No.
Adieu.
That's so good.
And you.
Have
you.
Adieu. My whole life,
oh, adieu.
Weather, and I you. It's so beautiful.
Okay, well, I guess Braveheart it is.
Yep.
On Valentine's Day.
The Notebook. Also,
I was in the Notebook.
Oh, the Notebook, yeah, that's a tearjerker.
Any old people ones where they're together when they're old.
That's cute.
On Golden Blonde, come on, you know.
On Golden Blonde.
No, really romantic wise,
yeah.
When she runs to him and they do the kiss where he picks her up or whatever,
yeah.
There's never been a sexier kiss than that.
That's a pretty good kiss.
It's a really, really good one.
It's a tough one.
It was raining, right?
It was raining, mm-hmm. And I think that they were together in real life, so it made it more.
All that believable.
I tell all this stuff, and I don't know.
What was that bohunk? It was a guy.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Who's been with Eva Mendes for many, many years.
Ooh,
romance. At least a dozen. I think they're kids and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew? Okay. He's with Eva Mendes.
Not romantic.
Okay.
Jerry Maguire. The whole thing is a bunch of horseshit, and it really is just about a really cute little boy. It's flawed. It is a very flawed love story, which may be part of its strength. But he's kind of an asshole.
No, he is a very much of an asshole. But I do think...
She can do better.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. When she says you had me at hello, I thought that was cute.
Well, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's been a while, so who knows.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
The Schitt's Creek scene when Patrick serenades David was simply the best on acoustic guitar.
That was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
fun. It makes me want to cry just thinking about it.
Yeah, they were a really, really cute couple.
Yeah.
I also thought it, I don't, not that this is really romantic per se, but... His name is David, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can't remember his real name because Dan is his real name.
Yes.
So David was bisexual. And I just thought it was really funny when his best friend was like, I kind of basically wanted to say, I thought you were gay.
Yes.
Because they had a little fling.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you know how some people like white wine and some people like red wine? I thought you just liked white wine. And he's like... Why can't I like both red and white wine?
Exactly.
And stuff. So
sometimes I'm in the mood for a rosé.
Yeah. Exactly.
Down
that was
middle.
A great bit.
Yeah. It was just such a good show, too.
Yeah, it was.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. That's mostly what I got.
I have also what's the most romantic meal? I have is not spaghetti. Italian food.
Yeah.
Don't my mom. That was the biggest thing. My mom, the best thing of advice my mom ever gave me.
Yes.
Really, the only thing that's ever stuck, to be honest with you, is never eat Italian food on a first date.
Well, tell that to Lady and the Tramp.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a spice and meatball.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. She just was like, you're never going to come out of it. Not like, but then again, I mean, like, let's look at the other side.
Yeah.
Maybe if the guy still likes you after a Italian meal. Like,
that's how you know.
Then you know that they really, you know, it's meant to be.
Like with Good Will Hunting, they go out for a burger. Mini Driver's got, you know, whatever, mustard all over her face.
Mini Driver could have a poop stain on her cheeks as rouge.
Rouge.
And still look
and you
good.
Still kiss her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cute kiss.
Yeah.
What are your most romantic songs?
Oh, I don't even have this on my list.
Mm.
Okay. I'll do a couple, but then you think about it.
Okay.
Follow You, Follow Me is me and Brian's song, but it's a really good romantic Genesis song.
Okay.
And the moment that we heard it together that made it our song.
For the first time?
No. I'm not even going to describe because you guys will belittle it. And it was very important.
Aww.
But it was at a dive bar and it was great.
Cute.
The Promise, which we've already discussed, both the When in Rome version and the Sturgill Simpson song. But on my parents' song, Sukiyaki, that's the song that they fell in love to. Oh. And it was from the 60s and it's all in Japanese. It's a Japanese love song. But it was really popular on the radio in 1962 or whenever when they were recording. And they were driving up the Pacific Highway And, you know, they're in the convertible, they're young and in love and broke, and they could hear everybody else has that song on the radio. And it was just a snapshot in time where you feel like that.
And was it like this?
It was racist, yes. Commit to the bit, Lisa.
Not the parents I would have thought would have liked that song.
Do you know it?
No.
Will you sing it? Yeah. I don't know Japanese. But I played it at their 25th anniversary and their, I think it was their 50th at Blake Street.
Did it sound like that?
No, it was different. Not so twangy.
Well, I'll play it later. We'll throw it in the thing. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Wrong. Okay.
But back to the food deal. Mm-hmm. We went to Garden Grace, like I tell you, every single time, with a hoodie. It was a Tuesday. It was, right beginning COVID's opening up stuff or whatever. And the only meal I think I've ever had with a sommelier coming over, you should have this wine with this meat, with whatever. And the place is kind of dead. And they treated us like we were royalty.
Even though you had shit-stained sweats on.
Yes, I shit-stained, and I also had poop on my cheeks.
Well, like that's going to drop just like Minnie Driver. I had for Roast Romantic. It's been a long day.
I love a good Roast Romantic.
Most romantic restaurant, I didn't have anything because there is not a restaurant that is not romantic to me. Take me to a restaurant and
you know what I liked?
Yes, Griff's is romantic.
When I made reservations for our anniversary in Vegas.
Yeah, that was a really nice place. It was called Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, it was a Japanese restaurant. And then in the background, they played sukiyaki.
Lisa goes, God, I love this. I could fall in love to this.
And everybody else in the whole restaurant had their...
They all knew the words.
Yes. No, they just had their cell phones was on that song.
Totally. Yeah, it was like being at the drive-in movie. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just had amazing. The same sound.
Yeah.
Fish and beer, only romantic because... We like the food, and we go there for celebrations. It has, like, really loud hip-hop music going all the time.
Yeah, oh.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should call. We've all talked about this before.
Yeah, I should write a review and be like, 5 stars, but not.
Yeah. I would give this 5 stars if it wasn't for the hip-hop music.
Yeah, and they're probably like, hey, we're all really, really good at our jobs, and that's what we want to listen to, so go eat somewhere else.
No.
And I'll be like, no, I'm cool, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll bring headphones.
They're not going to quit. They're not going to say you can't come.
They might. I don't know.
Do it under an alias.
They don't need me.
Ouch to this restaurant. No.
Like I'll never be able to afford it. Say it was me.
No food for you.
I have a mustache. I have reservations under Mr. Not Chili. Don't worry about it.
No. What about... your ideal date?
Ooh, like place? Money, no object?
Yes.
That one? Uh-huh. Fly me to Europe to see all the castles.
Oh, see we've been watching this that. Show.
Hi, little pinky swear. We're
pointing at each other. Hey, you?
I know you.
Castle know you. You?
So we're watching The Traitor.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
I know you don't like reality shows, but it's actually really interesting.
Okay, I believe you.
But it takes place in a Scottish castle. And what did I say? You were talking the same time, so I said, Scottish castle?
I tried to cover up for you.
I said cottage cheese.
Cottage castle.
A Scottish castle. That's actually where they filmed the whole thing.
Love
on
it.
The cool. whole grounds and everything of it.
Okay.
And I'm obsessed with that castle now.
Awesome.
And stuff. So that's where I would love to have. I'd love them to fly me to Scotland and go into that castle, or just put me on the Traitors. I'd be cool. Okay with that.
Yes, and Transylvania Dracula's castle.
Yeah, that'd be castles are just cool.
Let's go see castles.
Yeah,
money's no object. I want us to go to spend a week in St. Thomas.
Yeah, that's romantic.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Have you and been you to the Redstone Castle? Either one of you
done what?
The Redstone Castle. It's in Colorado.
I got drunk at the Greystone Castle.
Drink it with Lincoln.
Drown night.
And then we're not talking about Abraham, the real guy.
That's right. No, tell us about it.
I haven't been since I was like 12 or something. Maybe even less because I remember my sister got kicked out because she was little, like 2.
Okay.
And we went on a tour, which if I'm not mistaken was free because we stayed there.
Oh.
But so they had a part of it that you could stay at the castle. Mm-hmm. And then the other part was like a tour of all the historical stuff. But Brandy was little, so she kept going underneath the like ropes and playing nice. With the shit.
Yeah.
And which they.
That's no reason to kick a kid
they
out.
They frowned upon. And so they kicked her out. And so me and my dad just walked through the rest of the tour with them. And my mom had to stay outside. But it was real, even as a little kid, it was really, really neat. Also, I remember that driving there. They had, granite.
Okay.
Like along the riverbanks, like just big hunks of huge pieces of granite. Cause it, I don't remember why at this, and I don't remember like if it was just a big thing then and like it all got stolen or if it's still there. I don't even know.
Where's
I
this
could
place
be making
at?
This up. I don't know. We'll have to look that up, but my parents took me and it was really fun. I think, I don't know if you can still stay there. I don't even know if it's still a thing.
Huh. But it was Colorado.
The Redstone Castle in Colorado.
Cool.
But anyway, so maybe that's the closest castle we
can
get.
That's weird that we all kind of went castle-y.
Yeah.
Castle-y. So what's the best free date?
Anything.
I chose picnic, mountain drive, you guys' cute little volunteering at the animal shelter. I thought was a cute free date. Dog walking in the park.
We didn't volunteer. We just went over there.
Dropped stuff off.
Yeah, but still, it was a
great
day.
You know what I'm saying.
No,
you're
totally.
You're donating.
I wish he would volunteer with me that I've been asking both of you to do for about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know. Nothing.
Okay. Just swallowing my words.
Dog date with friend or husband.
Hey,
great.
I ask you to do shit.
Okay. Do you want to know about the Redstone Castle?
Yes.
Okay. It is in the Redstone Historic District in Colorado.
That is not helpful at all.
No, hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. The Redstone Castle has... boop, 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 boop. The Redstone Castle. Thank you for joining us during the 2024 public tour season. See you in 2025. So apparently, there's just a certain time you can go there.
Huh.
The fuck is it?
And, okay, now I have to put in shit in order to get past that. So
well, the readers want to know.
They
by
do.
The listeners.
And
the
by listeners. Readers, you mean listeners.
I do.
Let's go to the website. On the hillside overlooking expansive grounds near the Crystal River, the Redstone Castle welcomes visitors to experience an authentic real-life version of the days gone by. This 1902 mansion was built to impress and continues to awe visitors in a nine meticulously restored boutique suites where dignitaries such as Teddy Roosevelt and the Rockefellers once slept.
Oh,
I like to sleep with the Rockefellers.
It says it's at 58 Redstone Boulevard in Redstone, Colorado.
Still not helpful.
No.
You know how I met the Rockefellers? Sugarbabies.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sugar baby.
I said, hey, old timey guy with a derby hat who got his wealth through oil and railroads.
I also said the most romantic surprise would be any surprise whatsoever.
I like surprises.
I don't, just surprise me. It'll be romantic. I just
you're too smart to surprise.
No, just take me somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I don't want I'm really just talking so that this will load. But like seriously, put me in the car.
Uh-huh.
Put a blindfold on me and take me somewhere. I don't care what happens as long as I'm
you
surprised.
Still have that chlorophyll red?
I do. Yeah. I'm going to be taking her someplace tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put me in the trunk of a car.
Yeah. You guys, the redstonecolorado.com is not loading on my phone right now, but I'll get back to you with this information.
All right.
Okay.
I want to go to that castle.
I do too. I think I feel like it's by Glenwood Springs, but I also we went to Glenwood Springs a lot, so maybe it's not
just in your memory.
Wasn't that castle that one person was just building a little at a time? Because that's a famous Colorado thing too that I've never been.
That guy just passed away.
Did he?
Yeah,
it was just like
so. It's not going to get finished.
No, he finished it.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
You can go to it, but yeah, I forget what that one's called, but it's he just passed.
Just have like wandering pathways and different annexes and stuff, and
I think that was Ridge Home.
But like he just couldn't stop building.
Are he added on and kept,
interesting. I'd like to go there too. Okay.
Should we come back with the Witch of Wow?
Faux show. I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me. And I can't get enough of you, baby. Can you get enough of me tonight? We all die. Nothing.
Alrighty, guys, it is time for Witcha. What you talking about? Wow. Witcha, wow. Witcha, wow. Wow. Okay, who would like to go first?
I would. So, if you guys remember, in the WoW used to be our Well of Wisdom, and it was music, animals, and criminals, or true crime. Well, now we're switching them all up, and I like this a lot.
Switch well.
So, I'm going to do music this week, and in keeping in form with the Valentine's episode, I'm going to do the most famous and romantic movie serenades. So,
are you
going to
sing them all?
No, no. You're welcome. Do you guys remember at the end of The Wedding Singer when Adam Sandler comes out and sings to Julia Gulia before she becomes Julia Gulia, Grow Old With You?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a cute one.
The most famous one, I think, Lloyd Dobler's Boombox Serenade and Say Anything.
I almost said that.
Yes. Yep. You guys, can you name the song?
In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Perfect.
Yep.
In My Best Friend's Wedding, the movie, not my actual best friend's wedding. Say a Little Prayer.
So cute.
Say a little prayer for you. Love Actually. Did you guys ever end up watching that?
Yes.
You did finally watch it. So when the beautiful girl who is Kyra, not Sedgwick, but the other one,
Keira Knightley,
in her wedding, she walks down the aisle, and the guy who's obsessed with her, before we know that he's obsessed with her, mm-hmm. has the whole choir sing All You Need Is Love. And they have the instruments, and everybody's just popping up out of the audience with it. It's lovely.
I thought it was very sweet, but yes. It made me sad because, whatever.
Yeah, it would have been cuter if the husband had done it, or a friend, or someone who wasn't a psycho. Yes.
Yeah, you could have.
Thanks. And then my favorite, then I'll wrap it up with this guy. But it's my favorite musical ending, happy ending, romantic-wise, Up Where We Belong, at the end of Officer and a Gentleman, where he takes her away from the factory, scoops her up in his dress whites.
Yeah.
I don't have any father issues. Leave me. But Richard Gere was goddamn fine in his day.
Yes.
And he scooped up old Deborah, mm-hmm. sweating her balls off at a factory, and then her blonde friend, little white trash girl with a bandana around her head. You go, Deborah Winger, whatever your character's name is.
I love how you just reenacted that whole thing, since I have never seen that movie either.
What? Spoiler alert, wow. They end up together.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, okay.
You go, Deborah Winger! And then he takes her
I think that it ruined the whole movie by her saying her real name. Instead
yeah, they're like, come on, stay in character.
Yeah, but
Richard Gere walks in. His character's name is actually Zach Mayo. Oh. Not joking, but he says, hey, Deborah Winger, let's go.
Okay.
Would you like to take us up
where we belong. Is that Joe Cocker?
Yeah, I think that was probably his best song because he didn't. He sang,
he sang more than just between.
He was more of a talker. Like he was grunty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Forrest Gump. That's my what you have for this week.
Oh, perfect.
Goodness, I liked it.
All right, you want to go next?
Yeah, mine's short.
It's small.
It's small.
It's small.
But, this one I got from Here Are Some Funny Animal Stories for Adults.
Okay.
Okay. In 2023, a sea otter in Santa Cruz, California, stole surfboards.
That's fun.
The otter, nicknamed Otter 841, was born in captivity and released in 2020. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service warned people to stay away from the otter.
Well, I think that's a shitty nickname.
I think Otter, it sounds like he got released as a prisoner. Otter 841.
They called him the surfboard bandit. That's way better than Otter 841.
I would like that to be the surfboard bandit better than 841.
Well, there you go.
Like Willie.
So that was just okay.
How many did he steal?
I don't know. Seriously, I hit that. That's all it gave.
I'm sure you could have looked more into it, but
that guy's a wily bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, 841, you pulled an 841. Where'd the surfboard go?
That's like going around like 2.5 times.
Yes.
Like the other 360, but an 841.
That's right.
Did you see he just pulled an 841?
Four out of three doctors would say the same.
Yeah. Okay, mine is Dumb Criminals.
Yes.
And I have a list of four of the stupidest criminals. These are all short, though.
Okay.
The lowest high there is. This is number one.
Ooh.
For a trio of drug thieves, it was their lucky day. They broke into a home in Silver Springs, Florida, and discovered 3 jars of cocaine they took home and snorted the contents. That's when they discovered the jars were, in fact, urns, and they were snorting cremations of the victim's husband and 2 dogs.
Good times.
Yeah.
I yearn for urns.
Stay stupid.
That's right.
Number two, the case of the not-so-devoted dad. Bring your child to work day as a long-honored tradition that allows children to see what's going on in the business world while also getting a chance to watch their parents ply their trade. One crook brought his young son along with him on a job, which happens to be robbing a pet store. He was caught soon after, minus something important, his son.
Oh, no.
Number
three. Did he get an otter?
He at the pet store, I'm sorry, this was afterwards, it was a little asterisk. It said he stole otter 421.
841.
Yes.
That's
I cut it in half.
But he brought it back because he was a better thief.
That would have been a lot funnier if I would have remembered the number. Okay. Number three, watch where you're going. As 2 men waited in line at the coffee shop to pay their bill, a 3rd guy cut in front of them. He threw a drink at the clerk and demanded all the money from the till. Temporarily surprised, the men quickly recovered and handcuffed the crooks. Apparently, the guys behind him, in his rush, that the criminal didn't notice that they were police officers in full uniform.
Oh, Jesus.
Be observant, guys. There's so many lessons here.
Yes. Okay, another one. Dumb criminal.
Yes.
The couple that drinks together.
Stinks together.
Recently, a woman in Fresno, California was stopped for a DUI at a checkpoint for being soused. Ever helpful, she offered up this information. My husband's right behind me, and he's either even drunker than I am.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
as he's going,
Yeah, that's all it says, but I'm assuming they were both arrested.
No, that is really, really good. Uh-huh. I'm looking at you funny because it just shows that you don't listen to me because I use that exact same one.
You know what? When I read it,
like, that sounds familiar.
It sounded familiar.
Right.
So,
but it
that.
Was good because we both got to imitate the drunk lady.
Did you do it recently?
It was last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, well, because I do. Have I mentioned the brain tumor any time recently?
Not recently, no.
The brain tumor that has nothing to do with my memory.
But it is a funny one because, like, you think I'm drunk.
I did actually. When I started reading it, it sounded familiar, and then you gave me that look, and then I didn't want to read any farther because then I knew.
I didn't mean to face change you.
I'm okay.
This has been.
She's okay.
This has been done.
I'm okay.
But there's so many stupid people, there could be more than one lady that did it.
I think that this was a different article.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I also love when people do dumb stuff in front of cops. It's like, look around.
Oh, good.
Look around,
read
guys.
Read
the room.
Oh,
take the temperature.
Goodness. Well, that was another very, very romantic episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch.
I'm in love with you guys right now.
I just want to... I was going to say something that was totally Amos Schumer.
Right. What's a drug that makes you fall in love with people?
Ecstasy.
Special
K.
Yeah.
I just like to say Special K.
I just want to freak off on you all.
Let's get out the lotion.
Yeah.
I got my dick in my mouth.
Perfect. Join Patreon. I know I say that at the end of every episode. You know why
really
I say it?
We really need the money.
Because we really need the money, guys. And stuff. Maybe, you know what's not a very good subscription?
What?
I don't know. What do you guys think is the worst one of all subscriptions you do?
Oh, shoot.
Send us money. Don't buy eggs.
There you go.
There you go. Who
that's my new motto.
Anyways.
Come on,
don't
cut
bake.
Out eggs.
Yeah. No, these shows don't come across on accident. As you know, the equipment's paid for and everything's already done by now. And yes, we're doing it because we love it and we love you. But we do have to pay for a lot of permits and rights and website stuff and whatever. And we're not making it up. We're not
making money.
Rich. We're not making money at all. And that's fine. We would be happy to break even at this point. So anything, even if you don't want to sign up for Patreon, which would be foolish because you get the free videos every week and no ads.
Oh, and a
ads.
Free episode.
Yes.
Soon. Yeah. Actually, before this comes out.
Before this comes out. Uh-huh. And no ads. You'd just be a fool not to because of awesome content, no ads. You got the video.
Uh-huh.
But you can just, let's say you don't want to spend $5 every month or $10 or $20. Just throw us a 10 spot.
Right.
Throw us a 20. It all helps.
Uh-huh.
It all helps.
Put it in our G-string.
Yeah. Let's say you guys are broke too because of the egg situation.
Right.
Tell your friends, rate and review us. Anything gets us higher in the standings is helpful.
And buy merch. You can then you'll have something to show for it.
Buy merch.
Yeah.
What kind of merch do we have, Lise?
We have t-shirts, we have leggings, we have stickers, we have magnets.
Buttons too.
We have crab legs.
Yes.
We have keychains, I think, mm-hmm. still.
Yeah.
We have socks. We still have bags.
Oh, those bags are so cute. So
I still use mine as a purse.
There you go, me too.
Yeah.
So, join us on the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast Facebook group and just send us a little message. Say, hey, slide into our DMs. Is that a thing?
Yes.
I don't know. Ooh. Give us a message because we're witchy and we're technologically able.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be like, hey, you know, we don't have a hooded sweatshirt right now, but we can make one for you.
I can. Sure. I can make a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We can do all those things.
Uh-huh.
A beach towel in Colorado. Nothing's more popular. Nothing. A beach towel.
No.
A double-sized beach
towel. Take it on your romantic beach trip.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done begging for money. We love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Have fun with a partner. Have fun by yourself. Turn Japanese. That's a double entendre with a masturbation song.
Right.
And Lisa singing.
True.
So we love you from the bottom and the cockles of our hearts. Stay witchy, my friends.
Oh no! Must be the season of